Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 7 after the hour. This is the hour in which those of us who are DJVers, that includes me, I'm the D, Doug Steffen. The two J's are Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and the V is Victoria Keelan. All members of the DJV gang, if you will, the DJV club. And so we take this hour to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the past week to have our comments to sort of open up your mind to some of the things that you may or may not have heard here or elsewhere as we talk about the top 10 stories listed at Talkers.com and also at DJVShow.com, plus the people list. We can start with that, and I'm just going to go through this list, and I think we'll spend some time, most of our quality time together, on the actual stories and relate to the people as well. Joe Rogan is number 10. Eileen Gu. I don't know why Eileen Gu is in there. Maybe you can take me aside and feature.
Yeah, the Olympian. She's an American. Okay. She's American-born playing for China.
Got it. Okay. Then that's why she's, yeah, boo. Number 8 is another boo for Putin, and maybe another boo at 7 for Dr. Fauci. Guess it depends on your point of view as much as anything else. Governor DeSantis is number 6. Mitch McConnell is 5. Trump is 4. Liz Cheney is 3. Mike Pence is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Okay. So let's get to number 10, which is the countdown to the Super Bowl. By the time this airs here and there, because this airs over a 3-day period, the program does. The review mostly holds for the weekend. But things like the Super Bowl and the Olympics, there will be general comments about that because we don't know who is going to win the Super Bowl, although the money, smart money, seems to be on the Bengals, right? Isn't that where most of the people
most of the Rams are going? Yeah, the Rams are favored by 4 or 4.5. I can't remember. So that means that to bet on the Rams, you have to bet on them to win and win by 4.5. So if you want to win some money, then you'd bet on the Bengals because they're the underdogs.
Okay. All right. So the weather in Los Angeles, Jennifer, you'd be the expert on that. I'm not going. I was going to go this weekend, but I'm not going to put up with this fiasco and try to get around the city. So it's up to you to report on the weather. It's 90 yesterday there, right?
Yeah, if you're sitting somewhere like locked away in the cold and the snow, you're going to hate me when I say this. But it's been very hot, very dry, very windy in California. It's 45-mile-per-hour winds. It's been about 85 to 90, depending on where you are in certain areas of California. It's been really hot. We've got fires that are starting to pop up. We had a big fire burning in Laguna Beach.
But you had all that rain.
This is the problem, is that we had a ton of rain in December, and then it got very warm, and so everything is blooming already. It's a really early spring. All the trees are flowering. All the grass is out, which provides a lot of fuel. And then when it gets hot, then things start to dry out. The wind starts to push flames around, and we're in a fire season in February. It's pretty crazy. But the good news is it's supposed to cool down back to normal next week, but it is going to be perhaps the hottest Super Bowl on record. So.
Hmm. All right. So that's kind of a weather story that gets us into number 9.
Apparently that stadium, too, also sort of keeps the heat
that was
in.
There's not a whole lot.
I haven't been there, but it is a lot of people are like, they go, is it indoor? Is it outdoor? It does have a lid on it. It's got a top, but apparently it's pretty open on the sides. So you get a lot of air flow through, which means that you're keeping in, it would seem to me, you're keeping in all that heat. You can't really have air conditioning going because it's open on the sides. So that doesn't sound very fun.
I have a friend who saw the Stones there last fall, and she was like, yeah, it was weird. It was really hot. It was something just with all the crowd and the people. It was in November, so I don't know how hot it actually was outside, but inside the stadium, she said it was pretty hot.
And those of you who fly into LAX, like I do frequently, you can look down as you're landing and see the naked people in the middle of the field. I saw that once when I was coming in. Hello. Okay,
hello.
And
what naked people are we talking
about? I don't know. What? We are at about 4,000 feet. So
how did you, why did you think there were naked people on the field?
Watching carefully. All right, okay. Number nine, as long as we're into the weather and that situation, this past week was National Umbrella Day, ladies. Umbrellas were used, they first were used in Greece. Did you know that? Back in the 4th century B.C., that era, Rome, Egypt, India. I'm trying to picture, how would they make an umbrella? It actually dates back to China, even before it was used in Greece and Rome. Rain umbrellas, parasol umbrellas, they arrived in Europe in the 1600s. In 1830, one of the earliest umbrella shops opened on New Oxford Street in London. Do you have umbrellas, all three of you?
Yeah, sure. Umbrella and a parasol. I love a good parasol.
What's the difference between a parasol and an umbrella?
Perhaps isn't the parasol the ones for sun?
Yes.
Keep your kids in shade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Okay. So any other weather observations before we keep moving here? I think we ought to talk about some of these tech controversies that are at number 8 this week. Victoria, that's more of your bailiwick, the things that have gone on. We have a couple of things that you'll hear later on in the hour focus on. We have the top 5 tech stories of the week. But when we look at the world of technology, and you tease me about my phone and how I use technology, a lot of other people, you know, we're not all sophisticants when it comes to using the technology, either because we really don't understand it or we don't care. I don't find that my life revolves around having my iPhone or whatever to keep up with stuff. But yet, it's rare that you go anywhere and you don't see somebody on their iPhone or on, you know, whatever kind of phone you got. But that leads us to some of the things. You were talking about Motorola this week. Do you want to give people a little heads up on the Motorola controversy and why you ought not to be buying Motorola phones?
Well, it's really not against Motorola.
It's the Chinese.
It's a China-based company, which we know if something is based in China, the Chinese government has their, you know, hands on it. And so the Department of Justice has indicted a company called Hytera. And so Hytera is a telecommunications company who apparently from 2007 to 2020, they've been hiring, basically stealing, pirating employees from Motorola and with the contingent of, hey, come work for us, we'll pay you a lot of money if you bring Motorola's trade secrets with you. And these employees did that. And so now it's 21 counts. In total. And so there are individuals who are going to be receiving counts of possession or attempted possession of stolen trade secrets. And so Motorola was really the victim here. My only beef with Motorola as a company is you have to be really careful when you buy, if you're interested in buying a new Motorola phone, because unlike other brands, whether it's, you know, any type of Android or Apple iPhones, the Motorola phones are not supported that long, and Motorola phones right now are really expensive. They've got the fancy stuff, you know, the screen that bends, and you can, you know, the flip phone that looks like a screen that's bending in half, and these are, you know, $1,500 phones, but they don't support them for more than a couple of years, and it may take you at least 3 years to pay off that phone if you buy it through, you know, Verizon or AT&T or whatever, or T-Mobile, whatever your carrier is. So that's my only knock on Motorola. The technology, sure, it's fine. It's expensive to repair when that bendable screen breaks, but just be aware that if you're going to buy a brand new phone, pay for it outright if you can, because you may be paying for it in installment plans years after it's no longer supporting that model.
Yep. I think technology plays into other things that make the world an interesting place. You see the robot that captured those photos of the radioactive fuel at the Fukushima nuclear plant back in 2011. There apparently was a camera in there, and they were able to capture what it looked like, and it's really bizarre, actually. The other thing that comes from the world of technology this week is the discovery of a third planet orbiting around Proxima Centauri, which, according to what we've been able to find out to this point, is the closest Earth-like star That is a place where life could exist, like here. At least that's what they can. I mean, how do you know this far away? But at any rate, there is another planet, apparently, in what they call a habitable zone near Proxima Centauri. Kind of like a moon, but a moon that may support life. So I find that stuff fascinating, frankly. All right, number seven on the countdown is a focus on crime and violence, and frankly, I don't want to talk about either. You ladies are welcome to talk amongst yourselves, but I think we have way too much focus on crime, violence,
well,
that sort of stuff.
Well, one thing that I would mention, and I don't know if you want to get into it later or if you want to mention I don't know if you guys have seen this circulating on social media, but one of the things that is really, really alarming, and we've talked about over the last few months, you know, the Apple AirTags, right, being used to stalk people, women in general. Mm-hmm. Women have found the Sports Illustrated model was tracked for 5 hours in New York City because some creep show guy dropped an AirTag in her purse as she was walking by, and he followed her around for 5 hours until she discovered the AirTag. A lot of cars are being stolen. People are planting AirTags on the car, and then they're following the car home and stealing it right out of the driveway. So there's a lot of that type of crime. I think is important to talk about. The other thing that's been really prevalent now is there's a story of a woman who escaped abduction from a Lyft driver, and this is a story that's going it's going viral, and apparently she's not the only one. I've seen these types of stories creeping up more and more throughout the pandemic, mostly from Uber, but with Lyft, this woman took a Lyft home late at night from her friend's house. She didn't have that far to go, and the Lyft driver started driving in the opposite direction of where she lives. She kept questioning him why he was so going creepy. In the wrong direction. Then he stopped the car. She asked why he stopped the car. He wouldn't answer, and a van pulled up next to the car and literally tried to abduct her. She ran down the street and narrowly escaped being abducted. So that's the kind of crime stuff that I think we should be talking more about.
I think you're right about that.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay, number six will be a focus on our relationship with China, especially as it plays into the Olympics. That's coming up. Plus, your comments on questions we've been asking this week on the DJV social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. 18 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin is all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calendrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. It's time to find out what's going on social media with questions and answers from those of you who listen to our programs during the week, the DJV programs, and others that are focused on what's going on in the real world. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and I will go through the results of our questions. The first question has to do with the Super Bowl, Jay. How did the players, the teams, shake out?
63% say Bengals will take home the win, and 37 say it's the Rams all the way.
Really? It was breathtaking the way Rams were. All right. Next, Oscar nominations came out this past week. What are our listeners saying about that?
One thing is for certain, across the board, everybody saw maybe one or two of the films. Nobody saw really more than
I'm unusual,
I
and I saw about half of them.
I'm so out of the loop.
I've seen Encanto. That's the one I've seen. Annette Blewich says, wow, my husband and I thought Power of the Dog was awful.
She agreed with me. It was awful.
And
awful,
they like awful. Most movies they see. But yeah, they thought that one was awful. That one's been nominated. Stacey Array said Don't Look Up is the only nominated film she's seen. Yeah. And that it deserves all those awards that they're up for.
It was a good movie. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah, most people, they have not seen any of the nominated films. And what was it? Greg Donahue said the selections this year only further highlight the disconnect between Hollywood and the viewing public.
Absolutely.
That's
accurate. The tone deafness of the producers who want the greedy bastards that they are, want everybody to watch on their home screens and not go to the theaters, but people are telling you by the way they are tracking the attendance at the movies that they want to go see these films in the movie theater. They don't want to see them at home. Okay, next, Valentine's Day, which is just a mere moment or two away. So who says what about whom?
Yeah, celebrating. Donald Sutherland says love will never be celebrated.
Donald Sutherland
by
listens to this program? Good for him.
Yeah, hey. He says, love will never be celebrated by me on someone's money-making holiday. She gets surprise dates and flowers when she leaves.
Settle down, dude.
It.
All right, so I heard...
Hey, I'm totally in the same camp. I feel you. I'm with you, Donald.
The best description...
I'd like to talk to Donald's female partner.
All right, but here's the best description of Valentine's Day I heard from somebody on the radio who said, Valentine's Day, a time in which men show their love for the women in their lives by opening up their wallet.
That's it. I'm pretty much with.
Well, if your love language is gifts, then yes, that's a fine thing to do.
Hi, what other comments do you have here, Jay, about Valentine's Day?
Jerry Roeder says, same as we have done the last 50 years, a card, a hug, and a thank the good Lord we're together and healthy. And that is beautiful. That's a great one.
Yep.
And Alan Stryker is going to Vegas for the week, taking Valentine's Day into a whole week-long thing. You get it, Alan.
All right. There's a safe smoking program that we were talking about. You got to ask yourself why anybody smokes anymore, but what did you get for a response in this mode, Jay?
Yeah, it's been a whole kind of we said, they said thing, whether or not pipes are actually included in this safe drug use program or not. But in the list, it does say syringes. Kathy Tunnell said it might be your loved one who would benefit from safe drug equipment. Many drug users are kids from good families. John Franco says, how about funds go towards getting drug addicts rehabilitated instead of nurturing a disease like addiction?
I don't think experts would agree with that at all, but
yeah,
it's rough.
All right. Anyway, your comments always appreciated here. Check us out on the social media at DJV Show. It's 28 after the hour here on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is postponing a meeting that was supposed to go over data from trials of COVID-19 vaccines in young kids. The agency is saying it needs more time to consider new data and allow for transparent public discussion as they mull over approval for the vaccines. This comes after Pfizer delayed their request to the FDA to authorize a vaccine for children under 5 years old. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States believes Russian President Vladimir Putin could order an invasion of Ukraine at any time, even before the February 20th end of the Beijing Olympics. Sullivan again urging all Americans to leave Ukraine on their own within the next 24 to 48 hours. He said the United States wouldn't conduct a military evacuation of citizens from a war zone. USA Radio News.
Well, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit. I understand that's your job.
President Biden's comments to NBC News when asked about inflation, as far as when the president believes you'll be paying less for household items and things at the grocery store and gas.
According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, it ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year.
Americans are set to spend a near record amount on Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation saying the nation is expected to spend nearly $24 billion, just shy of 2020's record $27.4 billion. The group estimates shoppers will spend an average of just over $175 per person on gifts. The Los Angeles Coroner saying the death of former Major League Baseball player Jeremy Giambi is suicide. The Los Angeles Medical Examiner confirming Giambi died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
About 34 after the hour as we continue our review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week, the week of February the 7th to the 11th. I'm Doug Steffen with the DJ Veers. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We're offering our comments and bringing up some of the things that sort of wrap themselves around the conversations we've had and we've heard from others regarding these top stories. Our relationship with China, mostly as it plays into the Olympics and what's going on there, but a general tone of discord. That's number six this week. I see that we have, in terms of winners, the Team USA snowboarding person, Chloe Kim, has done it again. Did you watch this? 24 years old.
Oh, yeah.
From
she's,
California.
She's amazing. Yeah. That was just the back-to-back golds. That's incredible. She's the first woman to ever do that. And so it's, yeah, a big win for Team USA. So, and it's and she's so exciting to watch. She's just incredible.
What about the Russian doping scandal with a 16-year-old Russian figure skater? Where has that gone during the course of the week? This was,
that's gone radio silent.
Oh,
so,
has it?
Yeah, I know. Kamila Vilieva is the 15-year-old Russian figure skater, totally picked to win gold in the women's competition. She has not been suspended, but she has been accused of failing a drug test in December and having a drug taking a banned substance that apparently it's a metabolic drug and it helps your heart and your lungs and it basically gives you an advantage. Obviously, I don't think a 15-year-old, I don't think she has a medical reason to need the drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Russians are saying, oh, well, you know, it's fine. And they're kind of, you know, brushing it under the rug as they normally do. The Olympic Committee has not, they're being very oddly quiet. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but they said that she's I guess she tested negative in the Olympics and when they've gone through that. But in December, she tested positive. So maybe she's been taking this drug all along. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, nothing has been done about it. She, like I said, she has not been suspended. She's moving forward in competition.
Well,
Do you think, like, in a locker room in Russia, like for the ROC, they have like candies out in a bowl that are just like performance enhancing drugs? Do you think? Like,
probably.
Oh, you're like a Mentor, some steroids.
Right.
Thank
yeah,
you.
But I mean, the entire reason that Russia as a country is not even allowed in the Olympics, they're banned.
The same reason. So these people are doing the same thing.
Right. And this
why
is the
are
Russian
they even
Olympic
there?
Committee.
Why are there any Russians there? Well, as far as that's concerned, I mean, it's
people
so
are
corrupt.
Questioning that now.
The
when
International
you're doping
Olympic Committee is yeah. just so damn corrupt. Why do we even? It's like everything else got ruined by money, big business, corrupted politicians. The Chinese have got their fingerprints all over this. It's disgusting. And why
the
are we even
thing
paying
is that
attention
a lot of times it?
It
helps get those people out of wherever yeah. they are, right? And so for people in Russia or China, this is actually a good thing. It's an exposure that's a healthy thing. But the countries or the people that run these groups are so terrible. I mean, you heard the story, and it came out this week. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, where they were putting all the athletes who tested positive into the quarantine hotel. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that if you had symptoms, you had to go straight to the hospital. But if you were just testing positive, because they're testing everybody all the time for COVID, that you'd go into this hotel. Well, it turned out that one of the athletes thought it was kind of odd, and I think she may have been from Russia, by the way, that they were getting like a scoop of plain pasta, orange
yeah.
sauce,
the picture
a piece
was
of charred
disgusting.
Meat, and like a potato. And, that's
and that
what,
was and breakfast,
given,
lunch, and dinner. All
they were
three
giving
meals.
It for breakfast, yeah. lunch, and dinner. And she started to think, she's like, huh, there's other people who tested positive, like managers and trainers. I wonder what they're getting. And so she started, like, looking in the hallways to see what everybody was getting. Only the athletes were getting that nastiness. The people who were just trainers or whatever, they were getting fruits and vegetables, proteins. Yeah.
And the athletes
because
want
China
to work
wants
out.
Them to lose? Right. They right. want them to weaken up while they're in this quarantine hotel.
Yeah. Right, and then the five athletes from the five female ski jumpers from four top countries like Austria, Norway, Germany, they are all disqualified because their outfits apparently magically all of a sudden their outfits are not compliant, and they're in the and one of the ski jumpers was like, well, wait a minute, I just competed 2 days ago in the same ski outfit, so and it was fine then. It,
you know, they're so
it
naive.
It just feels so corrupt,
simplistic. The way it looks at it. Jay, you started to say something, excuse me, and I interrupted you before you could say what you were thinking.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with Victoria. I said, yeah, it does. It feels correct.
I know, but a few minutes ago, you said, okay, let's keep moving. The number four item this week, the economy. So if you want to be homeless for the rest of your life, apparently the best place to go to succeed is San Francisco, where they pay you to be homeless. So helping the economy there.
California kind of does.
Huh?
California really does facilitate a lifestyle of being able to live on the street. There's nice weather. You get a ton of resources. Some huge encampments have Andy Gumps. Some encampments have figured out how to tap into power
Andy
lines.
Andy Gump is a potty.
Is a toilet. Excuse me, I forgot.
Oh, I was going to say, what is that?
Yeah, an Andy Gump is an outdoor toilet. It's like those little plastic ones
potty.
That you walk into.
Yeah, it's
a porta potty.
Yeah.
There are homeless people who are very smart who have figured out how to tap into power lines, and they've stolen TVs, and they have television in their little encampments. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's
no
like
one clears them. It is, but disgusting because they live in their own filth because many of these people have a mental illness and they have drug addiction issues. And so, the fact that we have typhoid back in Los Angeles is because of the homeless issue because people are peeing and you know what else on the streets. And then the rats get a hold of it and the rats spread around the time. I mean, it's just, it's gross. But there is a story that went viral this week about this guy who was trying to make ends meet in Texas. And he said, you know what? I give up. And so he went to San Francisco. He said, things are easy in the Bay Area. They pay you to be homeless here. And he literally left his home in Texas to go be homeless in San Francisco.
There you go.
Oh, no, people, they want to live on the beach in California. And some people are saving their money to go to actually fly out to Hawaii and then be homeless on the Hawaiian beaches, too.
Gross.
It's even better there. Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like we need to aim higher.
Well, and that's just it. Like, let's stop at the lowest common denominator stuff. And let's stop making it easy for people to just love the lowest common denominator. There are rules that say you can't live on the streets that are not being enforced in California. And that's one of the arguments between the L.A. Sheriff's Department and the L.A. Police Department is that the sheriffs want to go in and clean up the encampments. And the LAPD are like, no, we can't do that. That's kind of, you know, we just have to let them sit there.
All right, number two this week is a focus on the investigation. Well, there's a lot of focus on threats and the things that are going on. I noticed that the number of threats against lawmakers has surged this week. Reviewing the numbers, apparently mainstream violence has become a political sport with all the threats that people are getting. Democrats are getting threats, obviously, from pro-Trumpers and the other way around, perhaps. I don't know if there's stuff on the other side.
You know, I think that this is a junk, but I think it's a bogus junk headline. This is, they've always been a focus. Look at Ronald Reagan in the 80s was shot by somebody. JFK, yep, I mean, this is not new, but we somehow recycle this headline because I think there's an effort to
Foster tell that guy
people
to shoot Reagan, though? Wasn't it like a not political, right?
A crazy person thought that Jody Foster told him to kill Reagan. But I mean, look at what happened just recently with, you know, Steve Scalise was shot by a crazed Bernie Sanders supporter at a congressional baseball game. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's not new. The crazy guy who had the Trump stickers all over his van, remember living in that parking lot in Florida. I mean, there's just, this isn't new, but yet the news media is making it seem like this is some new phenomenon.
Yeah. All right. The trucker protests and what's going on with that. There's a whole...
They could come to the Super Bowl, they're saying.
Yeah. Well,
and to the State of the Union.
And a lot of them are Canadian truck drivers. Anybody understand what that's all about? I understand.
They're protesting
a
vaccine mandate.
Which is ridiculous because these are people who are in a cab by themselves.
Yeah, at this point,
at the very moment with
go.
One other person.
Yeah.
But Justin Trudeau is saying you can't cross into the United States and back again. And so the trucker said, well, then we just won't go. And that's going to cost you problems with your supply chain and the cost of goods and services. So they've parked from, they've moved all over. I think Manitoba they're in now. They were in Ottawa. They are still there. And they're, you know, a lot of people are trying to paint them as not being peaceful. The videos that I've seen, they're all peaceful. They're sitting there being annoying, beeping their horns, but they're making a statement. And so now a lot of people in America are saying, well, maybe this is what we do. And so now they're saying maybe there's an American convoy that might go either to the Super Bowl or to the State of the Union.
Hunga bunga. All right. Number one this week is COVID, but not for long. The COVID focus is really dwindling. The mask mandates, all of that sort of thing.
Cases dropped 61% this week.
Yeah, right.
Which is great. That's.
So, and we've seen not only in our country but around the rest of the world how it is sort of a come back to reality. The time spent at home, which was the big thing last year, has gone way down. Businesses bringing people back to work, to come to the office, the government bringing people back to, I know here in my community of Framingham, Mass, there's a mandate, and the new mayor says, okay, vacation's over. You want to work for the city, come back, and, you know, and people are whining, well, I can do it fine at home. Yeah, no, back to the office.
Well,
Uber,
it's interesting that Disney reported the best quarter that they've ever had for revenue in the domestic parks and resorts.
That's pretty wild.
That's not just, you know, pandemic COVID stuff. That's their best quarter ever. That's how much people have been wanting to get back to the happiest place on earth.
They also raise prices a lot, too. I think there is a lot of Disney people wanting to get back.
Oh, for sure.
I know Disneyland in California, the prices have gone way up.
Right. Well, Disney needs the money now, of course, as we know. Let's see here. The number of people on ride shares.
They need the pants. They need the money.
Yeah. Everybody it's time for us to move on. I'm saying that, and people say, well, are you sure? I'm sure for me. I don't know about for you, but I'm moving on. I'm going to try to keep this. We had if you listen to our DJV health program that I do with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we had kind of a big flap, the two of us, this week, because he said, well, be careful, and, you know. And
doctors with common sense will say, you know, if you're high risk, you still need to be careful.
Yeah, if
and
you're high risk.
That's an important distinction. But
apparently Prince Charles is high risk because he's tested positive for COVID again.
Yeah.
73 years
although
old.
Although I think he has pretty mild symptoms, though,
right.
Because he's, you know, vaxxed and boosted, so he's not experiencing... The first time he had it was really bad, and
yeah.
So this time around, you know, he was with a whole big group of people at a museum outing. But, you know, obviously the concern is he was also near his mother, the Queen, and so, they're always very protective, obviously, of the Queen's health. So far, she's asymptomatic, so hopefully... She'll stay healthy.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, in terms of the general overall attitude toward COVID, people, you know, are they still even bothering to get shots? Probably a good idea. It doesn't hurt anything to get them. But whether you need them or not, with all of the controversy about, well, if I've had COVID, why do I need shots? Then that's kind of a good question, actually. Do you need them at all if you're
supposed
to be
safer?
Well,
very quietly, it's amazing how the CDC sort of slipped in some words about immunity the first time, talking about natural immunity, saying that it is powerful.
It's equivalent
to
one shot, yeah.
It's funny to me that we've blown off natural immunity.
You mean the Centers for Disease Confusion.
Yeah.
Okay, no confusion here. That's an overview. That's a wrap from the DJVers here on the Talk Radio Review. The story list at Talkers for this week, the week of the 7th to the 11th, second week of February, at number 10, the countdown to the Super Bowl and all the excitement about that in certain quarters. Number 9, the winter weather, how it's warming up on the West Coast, and actually across the country it's warming up pretty nicely as we speak this weekend. The big tech controversies at number 8 this week. A lot of big tech stories, most of them having to do with the way the Chinese are trying to job everybody that use all the crap that's made over there. Number 7, a focus on crime, especially what's going on with some of the Lyft and Uber drivers things. Our relationship with China, the focus of the Olympics at number 6. The situation with Ukraine, number 5, and the Russians. Number 4 is the economy. How's your stock portfolio doing? The elections for this coming year, number 3. January 6th, number 2. And COVID is number 1. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs to. It revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the People List. According to Talkers Magazine, you can find the list at talkers.com and on our DJV social media and at djvshow.com, our website. Number 10 is Joe Rogan. Number 9 on the People List, Eileen Gu, her performance in the Olympics. Vladimir Putin is number 8. Always lots to say about him, and none of it good. Dr. Fauci is number 7. Same thing goes for him. Governor DeSantis, he's number 6. Mitch McConnell getting into it with some of the Trumpers at 5. Trump himself is number 4 on the list. Liz Cheney, certainly not a Trumper, is number 3. Mike Pence, number 2. I'm not sure he's much of a Trumper anymore either. And Joe Biden, you can be sure he's not a Trumper. He's number 1 on the people list because he's the president in residence. That's our Joe.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour. Time for Victoria Keelan to take my lead and go from number 5 to number 1 in the technology.
I group. Love following your lead in
you
technology.
Do, I know you do. Lots of fun. Okay, yep. So the Department of Justice is in number 5 position because of what they have accused China of doing, or one of their companies. Wow, what a shocker this is, Victoria. Who would have thunk it?
Right? Yeah. I know. So the DOJ has indicted Hytera, which is a China-based telecommunications company, for conspiring to steal trade secrets from Motorola. The Justice Department accused Hytera, which produces radio transceivers, radio systems, things like that. The accusation is that they hired Motorola employees to steal information related to Motorola's digital mobile radio technology from 2007 to 2020. That's a lot of years of stealing secrets. The indictment contained 21 counts in total, with individuals also receiving counts of possession, attempted possession of stolen trade secrets. The names have been redacted, but we know at least that there were multiple employees that Hytera hired. So we'll see if they are able to make the charges stick. It feels like they will. And so Hytera faces potential fine of 3 times the value of the stolen trade secret. Obviously, they probably have opened themselves up to a major lawsuit from Motorola as well.
Good for them. Number 4, as we count down to number 1, the TikTok wave of excitement in terms of the news.
Yeah, this was a surprising story this week, even to TikTok. TikTok employees have done a bunch of, you know, press conferences this week and saying that one of the most surprising things that they found on the platform is how many Gen Zers actually go to TikTok for mainstream news. And you would not think that, but they found that hard news is working a lot better on the platform than they ever would have imagined. And so CBS News, which is, you know, I always tease CBS as being like, you know, yeah, but CBS News has, along with E! News and the Food Network, they all have 2 million followers. And so that's the number one news network on TikTok is CBS News. They're followed by the Washington Post, ABC News, USA Today, TMZ, and Sports Illustrated. They all have 1 million. ESPN has 22 million followers on TikTok.
Wow.
So a lot of sports stuff, a lot of sports videos are still really popular. But again, more and more Gen Zers are going to TikTok for real news.
I wonder, just out of curiosity, how many of those sites are controlled by the Disney empire? As I listen to you...
Well, CBS News isn't. We know ABC
News
is.
No, that CBS isn't, but ESPN is, and...
Right, ESPN and ABC News are, you know, under the Disney umbrella, yeah.
Number three, iPhones. Woohoo, I got a new one.
Well, did you? Doug's new iPhone still has a home button, so that's why I question if he actually has a new iPhone. But iPhone is set to transform, or Apple is set to transform iPhones into contactless credit card readers and payment processors later this year. It's called Tap to Pay. We're all aware of, you know, Tap to Pay when you, you know, go into a store, you hold your iPhone up against the credit card reader, and that's the Tap to Pay. But now they're expanding so that Apple and iPhone users, if they're a vendor, they can receive payments through their iPhone without any additional equipment. And so Apple's also going to support Google Pay, Samsung Pay, and other contactless payment methods on Android devices as well. So this is not just going to be exclusive to Apple. So it's powered by near-field communications, which is NFC. It's used, as we know, contactless credit card payments throughout the pandemic soared. People didn't want to carry cash because they thought it was, you know, unsanitary. And so it's been a big moment for iPhone.
All right, number two this week, a focus on Google and their authentication process. I guess that's what this is, right?
Yeah. So Google found a new study, which they've been conducting for multiple years now, and the results are out. Google's two-factor authentication, two-step authentication is what Google calls it. Do it. Whenever you're prompted, do it, because it cut the risk of being hacked in half. So it is important, and it works. That's the bottom line.
I got trapped in it myself this week. Seems like kind of a pain. All right. The number one story is a focus on a merger.
Yeah, the big merger. So the merger of Discovery and Warner Media got one step closer to coming to fruition this week. The deal was cleared by U.S. government agencies. The SEC has cleared it. Now the next step, it goes to shareholders for a vote, which is expected to pass. So we will have another gigantic merger on our hands.
One. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.